Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 6, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are doing our monthly free public New Earth support team call, Welcome One and All. We always get a lot more folks here than when it's a members-only event, obviously. And in fact, I want to take a moment to welcome everyone that I see right now in the participant window. We're up to 41 and growing, so have to take some deep breaths here. Welcome to Amanda, Angela, Arlene, Barb, Beveran, Brian, Carmen, Chris, Denise, Diane, EMC, Fran, Indigo, Jamel, James, Jan, Jeannie, JRCR1, Ken, Laura, another Laura, Lauren, Linda, Mary, Nanda, Nicole, Patricia, Paula, I guess that's Sherry, Starla, Tina, Valerie, and we got some phone callers too. And oh, after the phone callers, there's more names. We got Catherine, Kathy, and Susie, and Valerie, and more folks coming in probably. So welcome one and all. I'm so glad you're all here. So since there definitely are new people here who have not attended before, I'm going to give pretty thorough explanations about what we do. First off, the big picture is in New Earth Support Team, we support the rising of consciousness on planet Earth. And we do this through divine guidance. After this little intro, the next order of business will be, I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, which is an altar on the floor. I will sing the directions in the language called Quechua. Then I'm gonna take 2-3 minutes to call in a whole bunch of allies, and they're from many different paths and traditions, but they're all beings of love and light. They're all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. So they're all good folks to have around. We'll make sure we have a solid container, a safe place, so that only high vibration beings get in. Give you a chance to call in some of your own allies of good intent. Once the container is set, I'm going to lead you in a process called embodied awakening. Excuse me. That's where you're going to invite your higher self to join you in your physical body. It's really potent when we do it in a group this large. We're now up to over 50 people, 51 I'm counting. And we'll enjoy that. And then once we're all primed and prepped, then we'll invite our beautiful divine allies to make use of us. And they're so smart that they know what each and every one of us is capable of. Not only will they be working with the folks on the live call, but they will also be working with Awakening Plus members who later do this event via the recording, and you know who you are right now, if that's you. And amazingly, on all of our energetic events, a person coming in via the recording has just as potent an experience and participates just as vividly as if they'd been on the Zoom call. So that's kind of what we're up to. The whole thing usually takes about an hour, more or less. And it's pretty strong. The request I always make when we do an energetic event is to please make this the only thing you're doing while you're here. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. So please, no texting, no other stuff going on. This is because each and every one of us is co-creating the energetic container. And if someone's distracted, they're not fully present, then it actually dilutes the whole field for everybody. So it is a little bit of responsibility to be here. So I do ask if you are here live or even on the recording, please be fully present as if you were in the same physical space. If you do need to leave early, that is not a problem. If so, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and they can do that. So let's say you're here right now to say, well, I hope I can be undistracted, but something might come up I don't expect. Should I stay? Yeah, go ahead and stay. If you need to leave, then just ask the allies to ease you out if that moment comes. So pretty easy. Okay, that should get you started. I will give full explanations of each process as we get into it. And no prior experience is needed. If you've never meditated a day in your life, you're still welcome here. Okay. So I assume since you have your undivided attention here that you can now just relax and close your eyes if you can and just feel your physical body. Just become aware of how it feels. Not in words, but just note the feeling itself. And then if you have awareness of your energy body in and around you, that what some people call prana, chi, life force, just note that as well. And you're not changing anything, just getting your baseline of the physical and energetic bodies. So just kind of note how it feels. Later, I may ask you to compare how you felt here versus how you're feeling at that point. All right. So now I'm going to, as promised, I'm going to call the directions and call in our beautiful allies. So optimally, I would invite you to close your eyes so you can give your full attention to your inner experience while I do this. If you feel energy moving while I do all this, as many do, then just feel it passively, let it do its thing. If you don't have energetic sensation while I do this, that's fine. Just relax and feel your breath come and go. And please, no breath control. Just let your breath do whatever it wants. We're really big on being passive at the human level so the allies can do a whole bunch of stuff for us. So that's my invitation. And now I'm going to do, as I said, call the directions, call the allies. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kwiti. I am that I am. To set up myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. And when I yawn, it's energetic release, not fatigue. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All righty, we have a good container. So now if anyone would like to invite additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them now. No one can hear you. Do it out loud, silently, whatever you want. If any being of lower vibration is called, they will bounce off the container we've created. Beings of high vibration will be admitted. And we'll leave just a moment for those beautiful additional allies to join us. Yummy. Thank you. So just take a moment, see if you can feel the energetic shift already created by calling our allies and setting up our container. Okay. Now it's time to do embodied awakening invocation. Again, this is where you are going to invite your higher self, the divine being that created your human part and is always watching over you. You're going to invite it to come join you in your physical body, but only to the greatest extent that serves highest good. When you do this, you get a number of benefits. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition increasingly, and you'll have more euphoria all through your body. It's kind of like your body is a car. Your ego, instead of driving, is going to go to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. If for any reason your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can immediately jump over and take the wheel again. The divine will step out right away with no fuss. So there's no danger, easy to try, safe to try, and instantly reversible if for some reason you don't like it. All right, so that's what you need to know. So in a sec, I'm going to have you say the 8 words to call your higher self to come join you, and then I'll tell you what to do as the follow-up. You can do this out loud. I recommend it if you can. If you can't, it's fine. Just think the words instead. So in just a moment, you're going to speak to your higher self. In fact, let's do that right now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. And now I invite you to simply feel the energy moving in your body, if you can feel it. So just note, do you have any sense of energy moving inside your body in response to your invocation? If you do feel it, your only task now is to stay passive and feel what it's doing on its own. This is your higher self soaking in, as you requested. If you do not feel energy moving in your body, that's okay. Instead, just notice the sensation of your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. Just let it do what it wants. So you're passive either way, either feeling energy or feeling breath. Just to be explicit, here's what it will be best not to do. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. In terms of distractions, you may at some point get distracted while you're doing this, and that's okay. But as soon as you notice that, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Let it do whatever it wants. Please don't fight it or resist it. That would only make it stronger. So if it's there in the background anyway, just let it do its thing, but your attention is on feeling energy or breath. That may be enough to occupy you, but if you have space for a third factor, you can play with minimum effort. The idea when doing this invocation is to use the absolute least effort that allows you to hold awareness. So as we play what I call the minimum effort game, Let's start that, if you wish, by going to no effort at all. I invite you to zero. Just be, simply exist. Whatever happens is fine. And based on my empathic monitoring, a lot of you all just pop right into embodied awakening the moment you went to zero. Fantastic. So if at zero effort, you can still have awareness of energy or breath without even trying, zero is perfect for you. Stay there. If zero causes you to lose that awareness, then you want to start adding teeny tiny bits of effort back until you've added barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. Once you've got some awareness, stop right there and relax into that sweet spot of the minimum effort that gets you that awareness. And that's all there is to it. Since a lot of you are in embodied awakening already, based on what I'm feeling, let me tell you how to know intellectually if you're there. If you can say yes to this question, you are in the state. Here's the question. Is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's all true, you are in embodied awakening and you can just relax and enjoy it. Nothing more to do, just chill and be that state. If you're not yet in that state, just continue relaxing using the minimum effort needed to feel energy if you can, or if not, to feel your breath come and go. Once again, if you try to make it happen through effort, you'll just push it away. It's something you receive passively. The higher self does it for you. Your passivity is what allows it to happen. Okay, I just got a strong lock-in energy. So many of us are now in embodied awakening. And if I didn't make it clear earlier, I'm speaking every bit as much to anyone on the archive recording as someone on the live event. So just take a moment, see how you feel now. As promised, I'm now going to ask you to compare your current feeling state to the state I had you notice as we were starting. See if there's a difference. So if you're all the way in embodied awakening, once again, meaning no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, congratulations. And if you're not fully in embodied awakening, congratulations. It's all good. You do not have to be in embodied awakening to continue with our call. We love you just as you are. So we are now going to call our divine allies to come make use of us to serve the great global awakening. So I'm going to have a chat with them right now. Beloved divine allies, we once again come in grateful service for the privilege of serving the great global awakening. We ask that you make use of each one of us, whether we're live or on the recording of this event, in order to help that happen, to make that beautiful global awakening come around just a little bit faster. We know, allies, that you will only make use of each person in a way that serves their highest good, meaning no one's going to get overwhelmed. If you take someone into a high altered state, it's only going to be as much as they can handle. If you process heavy energy from the collective through one of our bodies, it will only be to a degree that that person can handle. Thank you for always being so considerate of those who come to serve, allies. So grateful. And we also know that by the end of the call, even if someone's been processing a lot of heavy stuff and it's been a little bit of a rough ride, that you will reward them in the end with some beautiful stuff at the end. Thank you again, allies. So grateful to you. Okay, you humans, you've got a tough job now. Relax and do nothing. To be clear, we've learned over the years we've done this, it doesn't actually work best to visualize or send energy deliberately. We now become completely passive. And you're just going to feel whatever's happening in your body. As I mentioned earlier, talking to the allies, they might put you into a high spiritual state. They might process heavy energy from the collective through you because others cannot do it for themselves. And they know each of our capacities. Not only that, they'll be monitoring each of us all the time to make sure we're okay with what's happening. What happens in this event is each of us acts as a surrogate. And whatever our experience is, whether it's, you know, higher consciousness or processing energy, we're doing it on behalf of many other beings on Earth. So please relax. And I will continue describing what I see in my own body or perceive there. This will be what the majority of us are experiencing, but your experience might be different. Maybe it'll be very different, and that's okay. Please do not try to change your experience to match my description. Let your experience be what it is. Enjoy the customized experience, if that's what you're getting. So relax and let it roll. So my own body is shaking from side to side and vibrating a bit. And that lets me know that heavy energy is being processed through for many of us. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you feel called to cry or make sounds, if your body wants to get up and move around and do something in order to move energy, that's all fine. Everybody is muted except for me. No one on the call is going to hear you. And if your camera's off, no one's going to see you. So there's no requirement to be still and silent. If you need to move, make sound, whatever, it's all good. At the same time, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. Only let those things happen if they really spontaneously want to arise as part of your process. So I'm noticing heavy energy coming out of my hands and my feet and flowing into Mother Earth. I'm guessing a lot of you guys are feeling that too. And that's because heavy energy is being processed. It might be yours to start with. It might be from someone else. It doesn't really matter if it's showing up in your field. It's yours to process. But again, given the magic of what's happening here, there's nothing you have to do except let the allies process it through you on your behalf. So just relax. If heavy or challenging energy is showing up, it will process through on its own if you just stay quiet and let the allies handle it for you. The kind of work we're doing here, these beautiful divine beings do it way better than any human ever could. So it's best just to relax and let them take care of it for you. So I'm feeling a vibrational shift. There's resistance in the field. So to remedy that, I'll speak to everyone, whether you're live or on the recording. Please, if you're using effort in any way, please just relax and be passive. If you're distracting yourself with something else besides this, then if you cannot give us your undivided attention, then it would actually be best to exit the call because the field is currently compromised and we need everyone on board. Even one person's not being fully present can sort of mix everything up. So again, please be fully present. And if you cannot be, then it would be best to exit the call. And if you are present, just be fully passive and just let things run on their own. The allies have got it under control. Okay, that's better. Now there's a new vibration coming in. It's kind of a little bit intense, but definitely kind of smooth at the same time. Words are tricky to describe these things. I do the best I can. Just relax, and if you feel that kind of vibrating field in your body, just let it do its thing. It's probably shaking some stuff up so it can clear it out. Yeah, once again, I'm feeling that flush of heavy energy out of my hands and feet. Your energy feels really nice now. I thank each and every one of you for being fully present and helping to support our field. Energy just went up a notch. So I am now feeling like my body feels more like energy than solid matter. So you might just note, does your body feel more like solid matter, or does it feel more like vibrating energy? And then just come back to just being passively. So when I yawn or cough or anything like that, it's just moving energy through. That's standard shaman stuff. So there's a both and kind of scenario happening. There is some really beautiful, blissful energy in our field. And at the very same time, some heavy energy is being processed through a lot of our bodies. And it sometimes does happen that both those things happen at the same time. So I found it best on our calls, similar to this, that we try not to have a preference. So to the best of your ability, try to truly have no preference as to whether in any given moment you're in a blissful state or having a lot of challenging energy being processed through your body. Our allies always make sure we're well rewarded if we do have some of that challenging experience. And somebody's got to do it if it's going to get cleaned up. Some of this energy must be processed through living human bodies to get cleared. And if the person who's holding it originally can't do it, then it can get delegated over to us. I am perceiving that, you know, we have over 50 people on the call live right now, plus whoever's on the recordings. So there's plenty of us to process it. It's being spread around. So no one is doing a solo act here. If you're feeling heavy energy, you can be assured many others on the call are carrying it as well. And it's not as if it's just us here. There are a vast number of beings, more than I can count, all around the planet, and they're working all the time, who are here to help awaken the planet and to bring about the new Earth, or fifth density Earth, or whatever you want to call it, the golden age. And there isn't a moment when there aren't just a huge number of divine beings all around the planet working to upgrade its vibration. So we Awakening Plus folks are here, or our beautiful visitors helping out, but just by being here, we're automatically a part of this much larger team of beautiful beings, some incarnate, some just energy beings, but all working to help uplift the planet. Yeah, I'm getting a solid flush of heavy energy out of my body, out the hands and feet both. Good to know that you don't have to know the first thing about whatever's being processed through you. The allies, again, are taking care of all of this on our behalf. And if you feel stuff passing through without a clue what it is, fine. Ignorance is bliss. Specific knowledge of what's coming through is totally not needed. If you need to know, the allies will pop in an image or a thought to inform you. If that happens, note it, and then return your attention to just feeling what's happening. In healing work, it's common for thoughts and images to swirl around in the background. I recommend for our purposes not to focus on those while we're in this process, but instead to just feel what's happening in the energy. Focus on somatic awareness. Still a lot of heavy energy coming through. Y'all are doing great. Nice. I'm getting some really nice sensations in my brain. It's a really interesting energy in the field right now. It's pretty well balanced between bliss and challenge. You just let yourself feel both, or whatever your current experience may be. Remember to be as passive as possible, simply holding awareness of what you're feeling. Please let the allies take care of everything else. Ooh, nice energy coming in fresh. A little bit different vibration. Just relax and enjoy that. It's a pretty blissful experience right there. That's a really sweet frequency right there. Just relax into that the best you can. Yeah, the energy is getting really sweet. Still some heavy energy processing, but I'd say the feeling is more blissful now. Enjoy that while once again doing your best not to hold any preference about how the energy feels. Such a sweet energy. Quite a bit of heavy energy is coming through. If some of that's being put through you, just relax and let them process it. You might feel it passing through your hands and or your feet and going down to merge with Mother Earth, who loves this sort of thing. So give it to her graciously and she will accept it gratefully. So the allies are requesting me to play a little song. This is a ayahuasca ceremony song. It's music in this context is not designed so much to entertain, it's designed to move energy in certain ways. So just let the music be part of the energetic experience. There's a little chant called Chirik Sanango. Chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le de 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 le de 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 le de 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 de. Epenesale la rora En las montañas se oyen cantar, apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar, ayahuasca suma kunairiri. Mantai kunai kayuri, shamu yaririri, ayahuasca suma kunairiri, mantai kunai kayuri. Shamu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chakrunita sumakunai riri, saptai kunai kayari, shambu ya riri riri riri. Chakrunita sumakunai riri, mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Kurundera sumakunai riri, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya riri riri riri. Kurundera sumakunai riri, mantai kunai kayari. Sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appalachian sumakunairiri, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Appalachian sumakunai di di, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di. Shamu ya di 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 di, shamu ya di 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 di. Feels like we're coming back into our bodies to the degree that we've been absent from them. And you may notice that your body now feels different than when we started. Check in again on that. Again, compare how your body and energy feel now compared to when we started and I had you check in way back then. So as we all come settling back into our physical bodies, just note how you feel. Remain passive. Any final blessings are being bestowed by the allies in gratitude for your service. Feels like some very nice energies are being spread around. All right, that feels pretty solid. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close the container? There is one last thing. Allies, please share this good medicine that we've created with all beings everywhere whose highest good they will serve. They being the energies of the medicine. So everyone just stay passive. And now this energy is being broadcast far beyond planet Earth to anywhere in the universe that these vibrations will be helpful. And because the universe is a field of abundant and infinite energy, there is no diminution of the good work we've done here on Earth. All that remains, and more is generated, kind of like loaves and fishes, and spread out wherever it will serve best. We humans don't have to worry about that. Just relax and let the allies, in their great wisdom, send the energy where it will serve best. Thank you, allies. Anything further for highest good? Say no, we're good. So I'm going to close the container. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kui. Beloved allies, thank you for this wonderful service opportunity. Thank you for the blessings we have received. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Beautiful allies, any of you who are still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Container's closed. So those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus yet, this is just a taste of the wonderful stuff we do. There's 2 free public calls each month, but there's at least 9 more that are members only, and sometimes more than 9 more. So feel free to jump in and check that out at awakeningplus.com for a full information page on that. And we've got over 500 archived events that are just as potent as the live ones. We've got 3 major courses and more coming. I can get accountability partners. There's all kinds of wonderful opportunities to awaken and heal and thrive within Awakening Plus if you're on a spiritual path. So if that sounds interesting, check it out. All right, I'd love to get some feedback. So anyone who is on the live call, you're welcome to, let me make unmuting possible. See if I got it. Nope, try again. All right, so anyone who would like to actually speak, just unmute yourself and talk. That involves just if you're on the web interface, just clicking that microphone icon, removing the red slash. If you're on a phone, *6 will do it. Or if you want to just type something in the chat, that's fine too. I see a lot of chat is already happening. Let me see if I can catch up. And until we get someone talking live, I'll just catch up with the chat. Paula said, really powerful tonight. Thanks. Denise said, thank you. Jarnell said, thank you. Residue from comet is gone. I assume she's referring to the green comet. And Angela says, amazing energy. Fran says, thank you. XOXOXO. Claire says, thanks, amazing. Catherine, first time on a live. Thank you. Loved the songs. Nikki says, gee whiz, another fine one. Tina says, it felt very deep tonight. So, feels like some positive energy coming back. Thank you very much. So, anyone else have a question, a comment? Our time after the formal closings is a time to hang out, connect, talk, and that kind of thing for a few minutes. Diane just typed, what a beautiful experience. I went so deep after the invocation and felt so much energy moving, and those songs felt so perfect. Thank you. Well, thank you, Diane, for being here. Indigo says, that was fabulous. Many thanks. Jeannie says, very beautiful energies tonight. Linda says, that was, as always, amazing. Thank you, Linda. Indigo gave a bunch of beautiful icons, and then Diane says, sending love and light to Spirit Song. Yeah, she was doing a lot better today, actually. Overdid a little cooking dinner, and her knee was in pain again, but I think she's feeling a little better now. So, love and light to Spirit Song. She's no longer in crisis, but anyone who feels like still sending a little energy her way, that would be awesome if you're willing. Angela says, I definitely feel a lot lighter. Beautiful. Brian says, thank you, Benjamin, all of those that are present, and to all our divine allies, eternal blessings to everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Your energy is always so beautiful and so welcome here. Patricia says, so blissed out. Love to Spirit Song. So we've definitely got a typing vibe going. Is anyone interested in speaking? Indigo, hi.
Hello. Many thanks. That was so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And both me and my girlfriend Heather here could feel a lot of energy coming out of us in many ways, and a lot of great energy coming in.
Mm.
And there was a tingling in my feet. I felt a lot of warm energy coming from my hands and feet.
Mm.
We both saw some eyes and some shamanic spirit messengers appear to us. And it was wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for being here. You're always welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for that great feedback.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, Indigo's comments left a beautiful energy in the field. I feel fortunate that we attract such high vibration people. All right, I'm beginning to feel a little bit of a wrap-up energy possibly. However, Bever Ann just typed, thank you, Benjamin. Sweet, sweet, loving energy. So anyone else with a question or comment before we close the call? So the allies seem to be saying goodnight with another sweet little wave of energy here. Thank you, allies. Catherine says, will I get the job offer? Catherine, I do not know. I am not a psychic, as per se. I sometimes get intuitive hits, but nothing is coming on that particular one. But if you want it, I hope you get it. Last call for any feedback or questions before we close the container and the call. All right, so super big gratitude to everybody. Thank you for being here. Thanks for helping to support the beautiful global awakening. Denise says, this is good for dieting. Good. All right. Thanks, everybody, and many blessings to you all. Good night.